Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to talk about a really serious topic, you know, today that's plaguing many believers. And many believers today, man, are being so taken down by the devil, by the enemy. I mean, it's like just left and right. And I hate to see God's people, you know, harassed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're walking around defeated, hopeless, and bound by sin, and having allowed themselves to be ensnared and even bondage. I mean, just down. And they're praying so that the devil would flee, even commanding him to leave, and are shocked when he sticks around. But this is what James 4:7 tells us. Submit yourselves then to God, and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. They just remember the second part, the second verse, flee from you. The devil's going to flee from me.
Right, right.
But you got to do some resisting. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, the devil, this is like, well, part, you don't made him
well,
comfortable.
Submitting actually comes first.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you don't put him on the couch, and, you know what I'm saying? You're welcome in. The word resist means to stand firm against. To stand firm against, not to yield, to fight. It means to oppose and refuse to accept or comply. I mean, this is what resisting is. You're talking about resisting being taken down, resisting, you know, losing, resisting giving an inch. And today, it seems like many are not even interested in resisting.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the spiritual climate in America, see the spiritual climate in the church. The devil's running wild,
yeah,
causing all kinds of havoc in homes and families and marriages and the government. I mean, just look at today's media. Movies, music, and it's getting darker and darker and darker. Mm-hmm. And many believers forget that we are in a spiritual war. You know what I'm saying? The war has been waged against you. Ephesians 6:12 says that for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I mean, we are in a spiritual battle, and the devil has waged war against us, but instead of resisting the devil, many have made him comfortable on the lazy boy.
Yeah. Parked right next to us.
Parked right on the couch. They've made him at home in their, you know, comfortable in their homes. They've gotten cozy with the enemy in their lives. And they've ignored this very serious reality. They've ignored this very serious reality that, you know, two things of this reality, that he does exist. His presence, and that he is insanely evil. I mean, just living, carrying on like there was no devil, like this was not a spiritual war, and like he is not insanely evil. And the truth is that, you know what, we need to get a revelation that God loves us. Yes, God loves us, and we have caught his eye. But you better get a revelation that the devil hates your guts. You need to get that revelation, because the word of God tells us in John 10 that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a thief.
Yeah.
He's a thief, and he wants to steal you away and bring you into captivity and into sin, and he wants you to be destroyed. I mean, how many lives have been shattered by the devil? Mm. You know, why be a statistic? Why, you know, make him cozy? You know, get him off of your couch. Get him off your lap. Get the sin out of your life. Let me tell you, sin well, damn your soul to hell. I mean, this is a serious business, and I see people playing around with the enemy. And we're like watchmen on the walls right now. We're sounding the alarm. We're letting you know that if you don't get it right with God, the devil will take you out. And we've seen this.
Yeah.
We've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like warning upon warning upon warning. The Bible even tells us in Ephesians 4:27, do not give the devil a foothold.
Mm-mm.
Don't give him a toehold. Don't even crack the door. Don't even crack the doors. If you crack the doors, he's going to kick it right on in.
Mm.
And the reason many are not even struggling, you know, they're not even struggling, much less resisting them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when I think about, you know, little children, and when it's time to put them to bed or put them, you know, for a nap, I have a little girl, and, you know, wife will sing a little song to her, or you sing a little thing to her, and she's, you know, she'll tell you every day she's not sleepy. No, I'm not sleepy. Thank you. As soon as you start singing a little lullaby,
right,
she'll fall right asleep. She's in denial. And the church today is in denial that they're falling asleep. The church is in denial that they're not falling asleep, and that Satan is singing a lullaby to them.
Mm.
They've been lulled asleep.
Yeah.
They've lulled asleep. And it's time for the church to wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Good.
And Satan has a lullaby. Satan has a lullaby that he's singing. And they're falling deeper and deeper and deeper asleep. Just like my little girl's in denial when you tell her it's time to go to bed. She's like, no, no. But as soon as you start singing that song, her eyes start to get heavy. She begins to yawn, and just within a few seconds, she's out. And I believe that's what's happening right now to many in the church.
Hush, little sinner, don't you cry. Satan's gonna bless you before you die. The world I'll lay before your feet. Don't be concerned for the judgment seat. Hush, little sinner, don't you cry. Satan's gonna tell you the reason why. I'll give you fortune, wealth, and fame. From this point on, you won't be the same. My plans for you, there's so much to share. Trust in me, you won't have a care. If all these things can't satisfy, I'll give you more before you die. The preacher man says turn today. My word to you is live to play. There's so much time, don't be concerned. You've come this far on what you've learned. Your heart is pounding hard, it seems. Don't turn to God, it's all a dream. Rest in my arms, we'll sing a song. Together we will walk along. This Jesus is a passing fad. They say he helps if you are sad. The joy he brings is not like mine. I'll make you happy all the time. Hush, little sinner, don't you cry. Satan's gonna bless you before you die. The world I'll lay before your feet. Don't be concerned for the judgment seat.
Wake up. Wake up. Don't fall asleep. That was Steve Hill.
Mm.
But don't listen to Satan's lullaby.
Mm.
He never comes bold. It's always a whisper. It's always a leading. It's always a deception. It's always just come a little bit. Just come a little bit. And before you know, it's just like sin. Sin will make you go farther than you ever wanted to go. You didn't want to go that bad. You didn't want to do too much. It's just a little bit. I'm not that bad. And before you know it, you're taken down. Mm-hmm. You're taken down. Satan hates your guts. 1 Peter 5:8 says that we are to be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. The next sentence in scripture says, resist him. Resist him. You got to resist him. And I've seen where you know, God has someone in a group and he has them in a fellowship of believers and he has them, you know, together and protected and the word of the Lord is going forth and yet the enemy's able to lull someone to sleep, lull them away because he's roaring. He's prowling, if you will, and he's looking to take somebody out. But you got to stand firm. You got to stand firm. And you can't be given to every single temptation. I'm like, oh, you're not struggling. I mean, it's just, you know, this is struggling, there's resisting, and then there's just laying down. I mean, you got to really evaluate this thing. Which one is it here? You know, is you really struggling, or are you just laying down to this thing?
Right.
God wants you to resist. And repent means that we turn away from sin and we begin living in the fear of the Lord. And I'm really looking forward this week to be, you know, sharing more about the fear of the Lord. But the fear of the Lord is the greatest protection against any kind of sin. You put all kinds of protections on your computers and on your stuff and all the safeguards and all the accountability in the world. But the fear of the Lord, let me tell you, a true fear of the Lord will keep you on the right place and on the right path. Because narrow is the road, right? Mm-hmm. Narrow is the road that leads to God, and wide is the road that leads to destruction. But, you know, one of the first things of seeing the devil flee, the devil to run off from your life, is you need to do what the first part of the verse says. Submit yourselves then to God. You can't, you know, if you don't submit yourself to God, how can the enemy flee? How can the enemy get out of attacking your life and destroying your life and bringing division and getting you into bondage and attacking you with all kinds of spiritual attacks? Mm-hmm. If you haven't, you know, you're lying to yourself.
Yep.
Totally asleep, totally duped. And many are duped to think that, you know, I'm just going to pray. Listen, the seven sons of Sceva found out that you don't play around. You don't play this. There's not a time to play church. That doesn't even compute. There's no such thing as that. You got to have a relationship with the Lord. You got to understand that He loves you. You got to understand that we need to have a healthy fear of the Lord, and that the enemy is going to try to do every single thing to separate you from God. I mean, if he had the nerve and the audacity to try to attack Jesus after a 40-day fast. Mm. He came to attack Jesus.
That's right.
What makes you think that he's not going to come to attack you? And what did Jesus tell him? How did Jesus defeat the enemy? No doubt that he was submitted to the Father. But Jesus said three times, it is written, it is written, it is written. Mm-hmm. You know, when we abide in God's truth and we abide in God's word will become a sure foundation in our life and in our heart. And we'll be able to combat the enemy. We'll be able to resist the enemy because we've abided with the Lord. I want to encourage you today, if the enemy has tried to lull you asleep, if he's tried to pull you out from a fellowship of believers that loves you and is caring for you, if the enemy has tried to deceive you, wake up today. Wake up today. Submit yourself to God and don't be lulled asleep. Resist him. Resist the devil. And he will flee. Resisting. And that word literally means to fight. I mean, people think they're resisting. But you got to resist. You got to stand firm, not yield. And you have to refuse to accept or comply. But if we submit to God first, and we resist him and resist, the devil will flee. Mm. He has no choice but to flee.
All right.
But, you know, the enemy does have authority. What people don't realize is that, believers don't realize, well, you know, it's a greater he that's in me than he that's in the world. Absolutely. But, you know, the devil has authority too. And he has authority in darkness. And if you go to dark places, you're in his territory. Mm-hmm. You're in his territory. And so we can avoid dark things, dark places, and we can stand firm and not allow him to pick us off, if you will, or lull us to sleep with a little lullaby, because it's what he wants to do, because he wants to destroy us. But Jesus came, let me tell you, Jesus came that we may have life and life more abundantly. And God has called us to be overcomers. We're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. And we can resist him, and he will definitely free. And greater anointing and authority for kingdom advancement will come. Because if the enemy had the nerve and the audacity to try to come against Jesus after he fasted for 40 days, Jesus dealt with him, and he dealt with him with the word. It is written, it is written, it is written. Mm-hmm. And he was gone.
Yeah, that's
right. And he'll flee from you too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.